When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, it's rolling, and we're going into it.
Yay!
And a better intro.
No, that's it. That's no, the one.
No, I could do better, Coach.
No, that's fine. No, please. Nope.
Damn it. Okay.
All right,
okay.
We'll give you one more try. Now you're done. You're done. You're done.
And we're 5 minutes into the episode, and the show hasn't even started yet. Guys, welcome back to Only Stupid Answers, the best damn podcast you can put your ear in. What? I don't know. Anyways,
today's a very special episode.
Uh-huh.
All right,
it's very cool. Mm-hmm. And if you guys didn't know, this podcast is all about movies,
yes,
TV shows,
yes,
comics,
yes,
ghosts,
yes,
spooky
aliens. Uh-huh.
And
time
many
travel
more.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then we did do a time travel episode. We could do a sequel, too.
We should. I would like to do a ghost sequel as well.
But we have to bring our past selves on.
And
we have to edit the old footage and make it sound. And what do you think? It's a flash. And then, like, good. All right. Good opinion there.
We should let us know. You can tweet us at Only Stupid Answers. Take out the vowels.
From stupid.
Yeah, and that's how you can get a hold of us.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know if there's other topics you want us to cover. If you want us to go back to ghosts or do another something.
With
I don't
ghosts,
know.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe ghosts.
Because today's a special episode because we wanted to talk about, we like to do your topics, mm-hmm, your stories. Sam has shared recently.
Many bad theater experiences.
We're not going to that theater anymore.
It's no.
One theater in question was the culprit.
And twice over 2 years.
Yeah.
Anyways, but guys, yes, we're gonna be talking about the topic you suggested, more bad theater experiences. You guys populated one of the threads on our subreddit, reddit.com/r/onlystupidanswers, with a bunch of your stories. So that's gonna be exciting to
nice.
Read those. But also make sure you hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, Only Stupid Answers. Just a little plug there. But also our personal accounts at GG Talks Trash on everything that matters, at Sam Basher at everything that matters. Now hopping right into it.
Wait, real quick.
You have another plug? What is
it? It's just, we love it when you can listen to our podcast on a bunch of different platforms.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're so excited.
I'm angry. I'm fired up. You can listen to this on a number of platforms.
iTunes.
Spotify.
iHeartRadio.
Audioboom.
Stitcher.
Google Play Music.
And a bunch more.
Oh, just probably. Yeah, probably more.
Probably more. But on iTunes, you can rate and review us.
Oh,
and we love
God,
it when you
I'm
give
missing
us stuff.
Everything
just,
here.
It's fine. I got you, man. I got your back.
God damn it.
So if you give us a 5-star review, we like to read those. And we got a couple to share today. We're both screwing it up.
Mm-hmm.
The best dang podcast you can put your ears into. 5 stars. That's T-O-O. That's in also.
Ooh.
Race Kid 14. Sam and DJ are really funny and very entertaining. If you like nerd stuff, this podcast is a must listen. Whenever I listen to them, I feel like I'm listening to my best friends talking about cool things.
Yay.
We talk about cool things, guys.
And then we have another one from G-Money 2674. Hola, senores, and that's 5 stars. He says, hey, boys. I've been listening since the start and still loving... still love putting a new podcast into my ears every week. That's the only way you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've tried. There's a couple other holes, mainly due to the ears.
Yeah.
I've also been watching Sam since the Bowtie days and still watch him every day. Thank you so much. You guys is the best. Keep doing what you're doing. P.S. Savitar is a spoiler for a show.
What? But here's the thing. No, here's the thing. This is we like to.
I didn't know if it was a spoiler. I don't even know if it's true.
No, it's not. It's just, Savitar. I mean, probably not. Mm-mm. Because this comment is from a bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this was before even this character was announced to come on the show.
This
has gotten way too complicated. This.
If you guys want to look at the comment and if it's true or not, I don't know. But I spoiled too much, and I can't. I'm trying to stop.
He's gunshot. He just went into shock.
Yeah.
He's got a PTSD.
Yeah. PTSD.
Wow.
You said PSTD.
Sam's
got
an STD.
That's a different thing. That's a PPSTD. Well,
oh my goodness.
What's happening?
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back and restart the whole... No, I'm kidding.
I wouldn't be opposed. We're off to a bang-up start right now. But guys, like we said before, today we want to talk about the worst theater experiences DJ and I have had, and also you guys, because you filled out a thread on Reddit about it.
Well, now, hold on. I got these from Twitter. Do you have the Reddit?
I will find them very quickly. Whoa, what the fuck is happening? All right. Yes, from Twitter and Reddit, and they're here.
Yeah. When on Twitter we tweeted out a question of your best and worst theater experiences, and
yes.
I'm going to be honest with you, the worst were the more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't pull any of the best ones. I'm happy you had a good theater experience.
Yeah, like you got free stuff or already made out with somebody.
Good for you. But I went with the worst ones just because they were pretty entertaining. You guys really responded really well. We appreciate it when we tweet out our questions and everything. You guys getting on and responding. We like interacting with you guys, and hearing your thoughts. Damn it. Speaking of interacting with you guys, one, you guys have been sending in your art of moist little ears,
mm-hmm.
and our audience, which is nightmarish.
Oh my God, I love it though.
We appreciate it. But also, we are providing more opportunities to interact with you guys at the Patreon that we've launched, patreon.com/onlystupidanswers.
Only Stupid Answers.
And this Friday, we're going to be doing a bonus episode discussing all the superhero shows, mm-hmm. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Arrow, Flash, Supergirl.
There
we go.
There you go.
And we may have special guest Matt Lieberman.
Maybe.
Joining us to discuss that. So if you want to listen to that special episode, go to our Patreon.
That's patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. And if you guys donate $5, that gets you the bonus episode. There's a couple tiers above that gives you other cool stuff. So make sure you keep an eye on our Patreon and our social media so you know when all of that happens. But this Friday, bonus episode, be ready. Get your special pants on for it. Mm-hmm. And I found the subreddit.
Boom.
Thread.
Sam's
Bad
on top of it.
Experiences.
Well Sam,
you.
While you're... There's a reason we started this topic.
Okay.
Would you mind sharing some of your bad theater experiences?
We went to a theater. Don't even say which one it was.
Yeah.
But it was an AMC.
Uh-huh.
And we saw Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Me, already not in the great minds, like headspace to watch it.
Yeah.
It wasn't getting the best reviews, wasn't getting terrible reviews, whatever. I just wasn't excited about it.
Yeah, because we all know Sam hates women.
I was going to play along with you, but no.
No.
That's
not right.
But we were going to go see it, and throughout the movie, someone was kicking the back of my chair, and pretty hard. And it was like they were getting either excited or angry about the movie. Turn around, it was this old woman. Her legs couldn't reach the floor, so I guess she was just getting excited and swinging her legs.
It was her ghost trying to escape her body, kicking your chair.
It happens. At a certain point in life, they want to get out of there and move on to something else. But no, she was doing it really. I think that's just going to be my opinion of the movie now. I just don't want to rewatch Ghostbusters.
Fair.
That was pretty rough. Then the second time we went and saw recently The Great Wall starring Matt mm-hmm. Damon. It was a fine movie.
Yeah.
Not amazing.
Yeah, it's fine.
But it definitely moved from fine to not great after the individuals in our theater decided to read all the subtitles, which for a movie made in China.
Yeah, there was quite a few.
With Legendary, but there were a lot of people that were reading the subtitles out loud. And I don't, at one point, best part is when one character, this actress is speaking Mandarin, I believe, mm-hmm. and she says the word trust, and only the word trust shows up in subtitles, and a woman in the background is like, oh, trust. It's like this big, it's like she's uncovering a mystery that like this is the lesson. It's like, no, we were getting to that, and you saying it out loud, I don't know who it was for, but you screaming out the word trust in this movie is like, come on. And she was also narrating the trailers
The trailers before, and like she would just describe scenes as they were happening. It's like we're watching the movie.
Is someone with you not seeing it?
Yeah.
Like, are they turned around?
Are you the closed captioning?
No,
because
I looked and like both of everyone with them were like fully engaged in the movie.
Yeah.
So we asked you guys for your bad theater experiences, and we're going to read off those. That's what prompted this. DJ, off the top of your head, do you have any really bad theater experiences.
The one that springs to mind immediately is when I went to go see Hateful Eight at ArcLight. And this is why I'm not a big ArcLight supporter, because if you, I don't know if you have them anywhere else than out here.
No, I think it's mainly
LA. Yeah. Well, their tickets are super expensive, and it's supposed to be for a more prestigious experience. But every time I've gone there, the audience has been jerks. Just as loud and annoying as any other theater, and I'm paying like twice as much for the ticket, so screw that noise. But I was in Hateful Eight, and if you don't know, it's Quentin Tarantino's most recent film, rather long, has an intermission. This was the 70mm special screening. So excited to see it. Great movie. Love the movie. But this couple sat beside me, and there was this just strong odor. Just not necessarily bad, but so strong.
The food?
Well, here's the thing. I thought maybe hadn't showered in a minute and was just a little salty.
A little rank.
Yeah. And so I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to be rude. You know what I mean? So I'll endure it. That's their life. They have to live through this every day.
Yeah, I guess.
Intermission hits. And also you're not allowed to bring food in the theaters. That's a rule. They bring out this huge Indian dish that they bought from a restaurant and they just start eating it in the middle of the intermission. And I'm like, and that was the smell. That food that they brought in, and I should have gone to, because ArcLight, you can go talk to like there's the staffers, and they would have probably done something about it, and I didn't. I muscled through, but I was so pissed because it was so strong that I was starting to get a headache. Like, screw those people, man! Yeah. Don't bring food in theaters, especially don't bring strong smelling food. You're not the only person in the world. That's the problem with theater experience. The bad theater experiences. Sometimes it's that I went to go see Scott Pilgrim. That was another one where the movie gacked out in the middle, like right
sucks.
Before the end, like right before the last fight, and the lights went up. There was a lot of issues. Sometimes that happens. That's fine. You'll usually get your ticket reimbursed, whatever.
My brother saw Rogue One, and it conked out right before the final Death Star like strike on like the city.
Yeah.
At the end, like right before like you get the Darth Vader scene and everything.
Spoilers.
The movie's been out for a while, and it's one of the biggest movies. But like it conked out then, and it like the film like fucked up and everything. And they're like, they just sat there. And then they restarted like a few minutes early or from that scene, and then they played it through. But it was like, that took the steam out of that scene.
I also had with Inside Out, there was we went to go see that, and that kind of like, oh no, there was a fire alarm. Somebody pulled the fire alarm.
That sucks.
And so we had to leave the theater, and it was near enough to the end that we just had to wait till the very next showing. Mm. We went and sat through a little bit of Terminator Genesis while we were waiting.
That's a bad movie.
It's not good.
No.
But that stuff happens. And you know what? Honestly, that's not as bad. Those experiences aren't as bad in my mind because you get take a reimbursement, all that stuff. It works itself out, as opposed to somebody bringing smelly ass food or talking really loud or looking at their phone, full brightness. Mm-hmm. I don't, whenever like there's an emergency, like if I get like two phone calls in a row, like it's like I'm going to check my phone, but I always like, for one, I set my phone's brightness down to like 10%.
Yeah.
And I bend over. So I'm like, unless you're literally looking right over my head, you're not going to be able to see my screen.
Yeah.
Just so I don't distract anybody. Usually, you're not alone.
Yeah. I usually just keep it in my pocket, like in a sweatshirt pocket. Yeah. That way you can kind of like turn it and just like look a little bit. Like, is there something really important? Usually no.
Usually not.
Yeah. And if there's a phone call, you can run out. And,
exactly.
Yeah. Do something about it. But no.
But there's ways to respect the people around you.
Yeah. What you guys have to know is we're all paying money for something.
Yeah.
It's not that you are paying money to be around us. We're all paying money to experience this thing. And you're wasting our money by being, like, don't talk during it. And by the way, people who ask questions during movies, like, save them for the end.
Yeah.
Because the movie's probably going to explain it to you.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, sometimes you'll, like, I'll watch something with someone. They're, like, parents are always, like, a classic example. They're, like, wait, what's this mean? It's, like, I don't know. We're watching a murder mystery, so we're supposed to be figuring this out throughout the movie.
I'm also watching the same movie that you are, so I have just as much information as you do.
Same thing with, like we're watching Law & Order. It's like, we're watching new episodes. Like, how am I supposed to know what happened? It's all fictional. Like, if it's a Marvel movie and you're, like, nine movies deep and there's, like, connective tissue to other stuff, it's like, you can ask a question. Or if you're coming back from the bathroom, you had to pee, and you ask a question, like, you want to know what you missed.
Yeah.
But you'll probably figure it out.
Yeah, there's also the classic teenagers in the back that, like, I guess a lot of teenagers have just money to burn to just go to a movie, chat with a friend. Like, there's been a couple times where I've been in the movie, a group of loud teenagers will come in two-thirds of the way in, stay for, like, 15 minutes, and then leave. What are you doing?
Yeah. We love movies.
Yeah.
And I know they're, like, when I was a kid, I definitely made out with, like, a few dates in movies, but making out is a quiet activity.
Yeah.
Yes. And just don't be gross. Don't be gross. People who do gross things in movie theaters like that, like, come on.
Yes.
Do you know? Okay, if we turn on all the lights, are you going to keep doing what you're doing? Like, it's not a pitch black movie theater.
Exactly.
We see what you're doing, and it's basically it's a felony what you're doing.
It's not okay.
You're doing sexual acts and probably in front of children who are in the theater. So stop being gross.
Also, speaking of kids, don't stop taking your 5-year-olds to rated R movies. I don't care. Deadpool looked funny in the trailers.
My parents took me to rated R movies when I was a kid, and it was always so cool.
Or did you cry the whole time?
It just desensitized to it. It's like it didn't matter as much.
I don't. My parents were very, very much about like, hey, mom, dad, can I see this R-rated movie? Are you 17? No, you're not seeing it. I'm sorry.
No, my parents
made it simple.
Yeah,
made it simple.
Oh, my kids will watch Die Hard as a Christmas tradition.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
All right, before we get to you guys' other comments, we want to talk about some that we love
real quick,
if you don't mind.
Please, Sam.
Please. I want to talk about Lord Timepieces. We've actually talked about this brand before. They're very cool. We're wearing two of these watches right now, and they're pretty snazzy.
I'm going to be honest. I love my Lord Timepieces watch. It's really dope. I've always wanted a watch, a nice watch like that, and it's right up my alley.
Based out of London, United Kingdom, this brand is renowned throughout all time zones with over 100,000 watches sold. That's 100,000. I dare you to count that high because I don't think you can.
I don't think you can. And a lot of them start at only $70 with free worldwide shipping. So I know we actually have a really big international fan base. So no matter where you are in the world, free shipping, which is pretty great.
That's pretty good. You guys can look snazzy. You can buy them for all your friends. Buy a bundle.
And you can get 10% off today with free shipping included at lordtimepieces.com. And you can use our code ONLY.
That'll get you 10% off today with free shipping included. Pretty cool. You buy it. And guys, just think about this. If you go to like a normal department store, you're going to be spending, what, like $400-$500?
Yeah.
That's insane to be able to tell time and make your wrists look nice.
Yeah.
This takes out the middleman. Go ahead and check out lordtimepieces.com. Use that code. What is it one more time?
Only.
Uh-huh. What does that get you?
10% off.
Wow. And free shipping internationally. That sounds pretty cool.
And seriously, they are dope watchers. So go to the website, check it out, and see if you find one that fits your wrist right.
You also check them out at Lord Timepieces on Instagram. They have a massive following, and you can see all the different types of watches. We thank you guys.
But we have some comments from you guys, and we're going to discuss them as well. But Isbaya on Reddit, that's a big longtime fan, wrote, my friend kept talking out loud during Deadpool. I tried everything to make him shut up, but he just wouldn't. I almost killed him that day. But come on, who the hell needs to talk? What do you have to talk about? What do you need to talk
all
about during the movie?
All those funny dick jokes. And
they're like, oh, did you miss that joke? It's like, no. I mean, yes, no, I got it. Like, it's happening in front of us. It's on this giant thing that we can't miss.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Like, we got a tweet here from friend of the show, James Allen McCune, at J. Allen MC. I paid full price to see Battleship and IMAX once.
James, I love you, buddy. I'm so sorry. I spent recently $16 at the Arclight to go see Bye Bye Man, and I don't regret it.
Was there an attractive woman involved?
It was at SourceFed Nerds. We were going to see it, and we had a few drinks before, making it far more entertaining.
Fair enough.
And the theater was so empty, and like, everyone there is like a film nerd, so they're not watching it there to like be scared. They're just like there to have fun.
Yeah.
And so all of us, like, it became it felt like a living room because we were all like making jokes and like laughing really hard at this movie.
Fun.
And then like sometimes people would like whisper or like kind of like loudly whisper lines from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, or people would be like, what the fuck just happened? Like there's this one scene after someone is killed where a detective shows up and you have their three main characters. Mm-hmm. The detective winks at the supporting character and you're like, what? Mm-hmm. And so the supporting character winks back at her and she gives him a dirty look. Like, what was that? And you're like, what was it like? But like, there weren't like wink, cut, wink, whatever. It's like wink, minute, response, minute, response. And you're like,
nice.
God, my God, what the hell's happening? So that was a fun experience where people did talk.
Yeah.
But James, I've been there. I've spent too much money on movies that are bad. But hopefully you had fun.
Yeah, I was always like, when I was growing up, my always so tight on money that it's like I really had to want to see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
To spend money on it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that selectivity has lasted into my adulthood. It's changed a little bit because we review movies. Like, there's a few coming up that we're going to review for the podcast that I have a feeling I'm not going to be so happy money was spent on it. But although so far this year has been really good. But anyway,
Power Rangers.
But yeah,
I'm saying it. I don't care. You guys can. I don't care.
The last movie I went spent money on, and I was like, that was a mistake. Mm-hmm. Was Sausage Party.
I hated that movie.
You know, that's the reverse Batman v Superman, because it's got a high ass Rotten Tomatoes score, but I haven't talked to a single person that enjoyed it.
I know a lot of younger audiences like it. Yeah, like the sex jokes and everything. Uh-huh. It's a funny
premise.
It is, but then at a certain point, I'm like, I don't get where we go at the end of this. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, is the food just gonna kill all people?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it. I'm like, is that what this... I didn't get, like, I just didn't get it. Like, I didn't get the movie, and also, like...
It's just too smart for us.
And, like, the whole, like, douche storyline, I was like, this is weirdly, like, it's gross. I was like, I'm grossed out by, like, what this is.
Talented people, love Seth Rogen, love the stuff they've been involved in. Just, Sausage Party was not for me.
No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't for me
either.
We got
another tweet. Josh Escapite. At Monsieur_Cypher went to Kung Fu Panda 3 and the theater showed Red Band trailers by accident. I work there now.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Whoops.
Wait, some people had the same reaction to Sausage Party. They went to go, they thought it was a kid's movie. And oh man, Logan, they did a good job of like, hey, it's not a kid's movie. It's
yeah, also, violent. also like, Logan, I would be surprised if, I mean, I know in the show we went to, they brought their kids because like, they're Wolverine fans, you know what I mean? But it's an old man. It's not as colorful as something like Deadpool or Sausage Party.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm looking through the Reddit really quick. Star by Heart. Oh, we just read it on a previous podcast. I was watching the live-action Tarzan movie. I'm sorry. And a family wouldn't stop talking throughout the whole movie. They would just laugh out loud and everything. And they didn't even try to lower their voice. They would just talk in a normal volume. I was so mad. I kept glaring at them, but nothing. Let's all agree. We all glare, and we all want to have the stones to say something.
Yep.
But it's really hard to, like... Also, I don't want to be the disruptive one in a movie.
Exactly. Then you're
people.
Like, is it two wrongs make a right type of a thing? Yeah. Like, now you're being disruptive too, or are you just adding to the disruptiveness? Yeah.
But then it just becomes a passive aggressive off where you're just like, where you're both staring at each other and like you're just hoping that they get the hint of what's happening.
That's the I have less of an excuse with my Hateful Eight situation because it's intermission. Like, I could have taken care of that situation.
Little Ladybug, when I went to see Doctor Strange, the guy next to me would not stop laughing. It wasn't a chuckle either. It was a full knee slapping top of his lungs laughing. What made it even worse was it wasn't even at the funny parts.
Nice.
At Moana, the person behind me spent the entire movie kicking the back of my seat so hard I actually started giving me a headache. At first, I thought it was a little kid or something. Nope, it was two college-aged adults making out.
There it is.
There was a time at a movie where, like, my friend like came out of it and they were like acting like kind of like they were extra angry about it. I was like, what's wrong? Like, the people in front of us don't need to get into
Pacific Rims. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The girlfriend was underneath a jacket on the man's lap. And that is what he had to look at. And he kept like trying to kick their seat and like get their attention of like, you need to stop.
What movie was that?
It was a Pixar movie.
Extra show, man.
It was, gross. That's gross. It was a Pixar movie.
Yeah, it's gross.
And there's a little pop for you guys, but no.
That's private times.
Yeah.
Keep that for private times.
I saw Ant-Man a second time because I was like, you know what? I want to go see a fun movie. Ant-Man's a fun movie.
Ant-Man is a fun movie.
And it was out and I was like, okay. But I was seeing it. There's like an AMC like near where I used to live and it was smaller, like kind of in the back of a mall.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've been there, but it's like, it's a smaller one in the back of a mall and recliner seats, really nice. This guy did the same thing this guy did in Doctor Strange where it was just like loud laughing over everybody, even when no one was laughing. It was funny parts, but it's like funny where you're like, ha, ha, ha. Like, it's like, not that it's not funny, it's just, it doesn't get that kind of laugh out of me.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's aggravating. I don't know why that someone's having a good time, but I hate that you're having a good time right now.
You need to dial it back.
Yeah. You need
dial back that good time.
Yeah.
I got a couple good tweets here. Emmett Howard at Emmett said somebody came in the last couple minutes of 10 Cloverfield Lane, saw the end, and then said, I missed the whole movie and left.
Oops.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Caleb Allen at Psalm 102 guy. One time I tore my meniscus sitting in a showing of Batman Dark Knight Rises. Missed the main Bane fight scene. That's
what the hell is a meniscus?
We need some backstory on that one. Yeah. How did you tear your muscle watching a movie? Were you just so amped up by the Batman fight that you like jumped up and tore? How?
No, seriously, like this is supposed to be
that's a follow up.
Yeah, this is you calming down watching a movie. How did you tear up?
To be fair, that Bane fight is intense.
Okay, we got one from Lonely Emo Burrito. Lonely Emo Burrito. Sorry,
that's pretty good.
And they have a flair that says "Beautiful Little Burrito." That's funny. Went to see a Hunger Games movie, maybe the second one, I don't know. And the preteens next to me kept trying to say the lines with the characters, except they were saying book lines and not movie lines, so it didn't match up or make sense. And then they kept doing it even when it was clear they had no clue what was going on in the movie adaptation. Like, I understand being excited, but enjoy the movie and don't try to show off your knowledge of the book.
So they were trying to like beat the movie to the line.
Yeah, it's like
that's rough.
That's gross, too. Yeah. What do you do? Like, are you that bored or are you that excited about Hunger Games? I saw the Hunger Games. Second movie's the best.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them.
That's lame, man.
I missed a lot of those teen movies. All the Twilight movies. Never saw any of them. Let's see what we got here. Oh, man. I'm probably going to pronounce your name wrong. Sanny? It's S-A-N-N-E. I'm sorry. At August... I once felt something move on my foot. Turned out it was a mouse, and the theater was filled with them. Kind of weird. It's just kind of weird.
No, that's really bad. That's so bad. That's so gross. No, we need more backstory. Please follow up with that story.
With the mouse situation and the meniscus situation, we want to know more.
Oh, what is wrong? Oh, that's so gross. Oh my god, I hate mice. I used to have pet mice.
Mice are cute.
They are, but
rats are scary.
They're both
possums are the worst.
They're actually, I think, all three are cute in the right scenario.
Even possums.
I took care of some when we did the wildlife center, and they babies. So sweet. I fed
babies
them with.
Babies are always cute.
But and the adults were sweet because they would just like they didn't want to like get in the way. They were just like they'd sit there. One had gotten hit by a car too, and it was like it got run over, but it was like on a good recovery. And so like it was very docile and it was very nice. So maybe that's why I liked it. It was like very drugged up. So it was on his medicine and it was just eating its fruit and it was like having a good time. And I was like, oh, you're so sweet. Sure, if I got cornered with one, I would really hate him.
Yeah.
But also mice and rats in the wrong scenario. Like there was some. I was going to get some food at, like, I was in the drive-thru, and there were vines on, like, a wall next to, like, the drive-thru, and I saw rats run around inside the vines, and, like, that's a normal thing when you shouldn't grow vines in your house because rats, like, run in them.
Interesting.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm locking all my doors. I feel like they're going to fly, like, they're going to crawl through, like, the air vents. I'm like, I hate this so much right now, because I think it was a scene in, like, a Michael Bay movie where, like, or maybe it's a Fast and the Furious. I don't remember, but it's, like, one of those drug-related movies where, like, the drug dealer... we wanted to torture like a snitch, so he laid the snitch down. He put a rat on the snitch's stomach, and then he put a metal pail over it. And then they took a blowtorch and lit the top. What movie is that?
I don't know. They've done it in Game of Thrones too.
Really? Okay, yeah. So they lit it with like a blowtorch, and then apparently like rats can like dig through like pipes and like drywall and stuff. So going through a human's really easy. So they were like,
get out. It just goes through the human.
It's a torture thing, and like that's. That's what I think about. I'm like, oh, it's going to bite through everything.
It's going to eat through my insides.
Yeah. So awful.
Another tweet, Holly at Holly 670. When I was 7, I went to see Elf and ended up peeing my pants like 5 minutes into the movie.
I'm sorry.
I feel like that's also one that we could use some like,
Happened? Did you have like a bladder infection or were you like just caught off guard and laughed way too hard?
Hard, or was it one of those that like, you know, because when you're younger, you experiment like, how long can I hold my like what are the limits of my systems?
I did that up until age 16.
What, your bed in the movies?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wet in your bed in the movies. Theory F2104. So many stories, here's two. Once I got a group of 6 teenagers kicked out of a screening of Transformers, the first one, because they were shouting and throwing popcorn to everyone else in the theater. Unfortunately, I waited 1 hour to go see the manager and missed 20 minutes of it. Waited an hour and 20 minutes. I don't know what that means.
So they waited an hour to talk to the manager, and while talking to the manager, it took about 20 minutes to get taken care of.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so they missed a large chunk of the movie. But sorry, really quick. Sorry, too. 30 minutes into the first G.I. Joe movie, the projector broke down. Everyone got a free coupon to see it again in the next 72 hours. The bad part is that I saw G.I. Joe... 1.33 times in theater. Oh, I get it. You only saw the third of the movie, and it's a bad movie.
That sucks that they gave you. You had to go see the same movie, and you had to use that within the next 72 hours. Screw that, man.
You had to.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That's garbage. When we had the Inside Out situation, not only did they get us another ticket, a refund ticket, but they let us chill in the theater to go finish out the movie. So we ended up seeing Inside Out. And then a large chunk of Terminator Genesis. And then we use our free ticket to go see Jurassic World.
Oh, nice. I have a really... this story just kind of made me mad. I just skimmed it really quick.
Uh-huh.
Jim Jam's Jimbo, their flair is hot, sweaty little hands.
Nice.
Went to see the awful Dave Franco / Emma Roberts movie Nerve. I remember that one. It's a social media movie. When it first came out, like a 10:30 showing on a Tuesday night. Relatively crowded, so I sit in the top right corner so that I'm relatively alone. I end up getting swarmed by three different groups of teenagers, all with dates. They talk most of the movie and have their phones out the whole time. I wasn't really bothered until about halfway through the movie, the girl in front of me turns around and says, "Are you okay? Are you alone?" Really smugly in a normal voice. Oh, sorry, that made it sound like more smug. I was like, "Yeah, I am, and I'm fine, thanks." And just give a polite look before she turns around and giggles to her friends. Wasn't much after that, though. That's really shitty of that person. You know what? That's okay when you can start kicking their seat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll just... You know in movies when you see like kids kicking the back of a car seat like really hard?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I give you Sam Basher. Throw that name out of the movie theater and then be like, "Oh, shit." Like, I mean that much. But, like, yeah, go ahead and throw that out there and just start kicking the crap out of the seat. See if you can break the seat.
Don't break the seat. Somebody else has to
break
repair
the seat a little bit. Just a little bit.
We got another tweet from Emmett R. at Super Gerbil. I went to see Split, and in the first minute, my boss calls me and says I'm late for my shift.
Ouch. Shit.
Ouch. Split's a good movie.
Yeah.
I hope you saw it. Hope you were able to go see it.
Corey Mitchell, I got a tweet here, at Big Donkus. Someone went to get snacks and left their baby in the theater during Lights Out.
One, why are you bringing your baby to Lights Out? Lights Out is not the most hardcore horror movie, but like that's
but
not a baby
left
movie.
Your baby in the... Come on.
Hey,
I know.
Listen,
I'm
listen.
Not a
some
parent.
People don't want their baby.
Yeah, I know, oh my God, but like I know I'm not a parent either, so it's like tricky.
Yeah.
But take the baby with you to go get that. I mean, the baby's not going to be it's not a great placeholder. Like, sure, I'm not going to sit where the baby is.
Don't bring your babies to the movies. Guess what? Either you get a babysitter or you're not going to the movies.
This is what you do.
Be polite to the rest of us.
Also, I mean, I'm not a parent as well, but I know that my sister with her baby is the way she would, like, she couldn't get a sitter.
Yeah.
And
put them in a kennel.
Her babies were, there you go. But also the best, like, she could take them and they never woke up during the movies because she would feed them right before they went, waited 20 minutes, baby fell asleep, and they would be asleep and they would never go to a long movie with a baby. They'd go to like an hour and a half to like a 2 hour movie.
Well, those are getting rare nowadays.
Yeah,
but
so they're getting longer. But like that was the perfect length.
I like that strategy.
Also, she snuck her dog in a lot to the theaters because, like...
That feels problematic. I'm going to get on edge with your sister.
I know, but the dog never made a peep. The dog would actually just, like, actually was really... I thought it was really fun because I would get to hold a puppy during
the movie.
All right.
Well, if you have a quiet dog...
Mm-hmm. I know.
Then
it's
okay.
I don't recommend it to anyone doing it, but she was able to do it, and the dog was really sweet because we'd give her treats during the movie, and it was really fun.
That's good. That's a fun little...
Yeah.
That's a nice game.
It's a fun memory.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it with my dog, even though I know my dog would be awesome during it.
Got it.
Except for he'd get scared and run away. So if there's a loud noise, it would run away.
You watched the most recent... it might not be the most recent now. Last Man with us. With the Jeremy, the
dog.
Oh, yeah.
They let the dog out. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Uh-huh.
All right. Got another tweet here. Amy Et, not Amy K., says 10 minutes into the midnight screening of Deathly Hallows Part 1, a kid near me puked into their popcorn and stayed for the entire movie. Whoops.
It's so gross.
Yeah, it's
that
pretty
is
gross.
That's so sick. That's so.
I wonder what that kid.
What parent?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on.
Hey, maybe they were old enough to be there by themselves.
That's so disgusting. I'm sorry. That's so. That's so gross. That
also,
is so
disgusting.
Also,
what were they
disgusting.
Doing that they puked with the pot? Like, were they sick?
Ugh. So I couldn't sit in a cold theater with puke. I couldn't sit anywhere near puke. I can't do that. I can't do that. And I don't know. Well, I don't know how to go to a manager and say, "Hey, so sorry, kid puked in his popcorn. Is now playing with it. Can we please?"
It would have been worse if I puked in his popcorn, ate the whole thing.
Oh, and he's still eating it. Yeah. Please make him stop. Morgan Everson at underscore Morgan Rose 8 underscore. When I went to go see Harry Potter 6 with a friend, a guy hit on us and my friend pepper sprayed him.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I trust your discretion.
Yes, but no, totally.
But I hope that it was a little... I hope he was a little more forward than just hitting on you.
I think he.
It would have to be for the pepper spray.
Yeah,
but pepper spray is intense.
By the way,
pepper spray is no joke.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm feeling like if you pepper sprayed someone.
Guy probably had it coming.
Yeah,
guy probably had it coming.
Yeah, but man.
Yeah,
I'm one. So sorry to you. Also, really sorry to you and everyone in the theater because I'm pretty sure pepper spray spreads out and
hopefully that wasn't in the theater. Again, more backstory.
Yeah, we need more backstory.
Right,
like long stories. Yeah. I mean, I would love to hear that one. The
meniscus being torn somehow.
Is that a ligament, a muscle? I don't know.
So these are some pretty bad theater stories. We got some pretty bad theater experiences.
This one is racist. Oh my God. Should I read it? I don't know. It's like the person writing it is not racist. It's the person who they're writing about is racist.
Ooh, intense. Sam's just scrolling through your bad theater experiences.
Oh my God. Oh, no, I'm not going to read this one. Read the subreddit and you can find it.
We should
that
ask
one.
The studio audience, guys, do you have any bad theater experiences?
Oh, this right now?
Yeah.
I mean, they're always quiet as a church
they're
mouse.
They're so quiet and respectful of us. And you know what? The audience right now is just shivering with excitement because, you know, Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, it is.
And
thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome. And my mom's birthday is actually coming up.
Showing off.
And so it's a great opportunity to get some flowers. And they are looking for a good deal on flowers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Fortunately for us, we're talking with Pro Flowers.
How'd that work out? Isn't that pretty?
It's amazing.
Look at how you talk about your mom, talk about Mother's Day, and we're right into Pro Flowers. Pro Flowers is actually pretty cool because when you send the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet from Pro Flowers this Mother's Day, you're going to look real good because it actually comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling.
Ooh.
And if you really want to make a statement, DJ, I'm talking about you, looking at
that's
you.
That's me, because I need to make a statement.
You're going to have to listen up right now, perk up, because you can actually upgrade to a premium vase or vase, if you will, and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. So that's a pretty good deal. You can choose the delivery date you want. Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for up to 7 days.
Nice. The only way to get the 100 blooms for mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Mm-hmm. You can click on the microphone in the top right corner and use our promo code STUPID. It's our favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
That's proflowers.com. Use the code STUPID when you click on the mic in the corner. Mm-hmm. This stunning bouquet sells out fast, so you might want to order today.
If you guys have never sent flowers or received flowers before, it's very sweet.
It's very well received.
Top-notch gift.
So if you're thinking, hey, I want to do something nice for my mom this Mother's Day, check out proflowers.com.
Hey, your mom's got a birthday too.
Exactly, that too. I'm going to pick one. I'm not going to do both.
That's fair. I don't want a spoiler.
Exactly. She needs to know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to use proflowers.com with the code STUPID.
Yes.
All right, so where are we going? I have this one here. All right, so from Vidalin.
Yeah.
I backed Chaos Theory. That's their flavor.
Hey, thank you so much.
Some years ago in a land far away, Sweden, a guy and his then current girlfriend were sitting in a movie theater watching a movie, and next to them another couple were sitting. Now, I'm not against making out in a theater, but I swear they weren't even watching the movie. And what they were doing, I don't know if I can even call that making out. It was more of, you know, well, kids might read this, so I won't go into details.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing adult things. Nevertheless, they were full on kissing, that's in air quotes, and making a lot of sound.
No, that's private time stuff. Save that for that home. Save that for after the movie. Even just save it for your car.
Yeah. Oh, God. I tried giving them the look, like, come on, guys, get a room. The guy looked back at me and gave me a wink, like, hey, bro, what I'm doing is cool, right? That's super creepy.
Yeah, I was going to say, because my strategy would have been like, hey, this is real cool, guys, thanks. But it sounds like this guy would have been into that.
The narrator sounds... I'd be creeped out. They didn't stop there. At one time, the girl who was sitting next to me pressed her back up against me. So they could keep kissing so that he could push her against something. So they leaned up against the narrator. to keep
Yeah,
kissing.
that's a tell the manager situation.
Yeah, they kept smiling and giggling and
yeah, some people are into expressing themselves in public. Don't.
Hey, you know,
it's not for everybody, man.
Some people don't like BDA. I like a little bit.
That sounds a little bit more than
no,
that.
No, not that. Yeah. No, I'm fine if you
I'm talking about
yeah. Like, if you did a passionate kiss at an airport before you leave, go for it.
Have fun.
Yeah. But, it a little bit of making out, that's fine. Also, making out shouldn't be that loud, by the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be when it gets passionate, but in public, really shouldn't be that loud.
Yeah.
Here, this is now Sex Ed with DJ and Sam. We are professionals. Let me tell you how your body works. That's what the modern America needs,
exactly.
Right? Yes. A man telling you how
your body works. Yeah. There you go.
Non-professional.
Yep.
Man, you guys, we've got to have some kind of protocol.
We got to have some rules.
We should invent something. We should invent some sort of movie apparatus, something you can bring with them, like a squirt bottle that you use to show dogs. You have that in the theater.
Beneath your seat.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's like it's
they'd
like
use it for sex. They'd use it for sex stuff.
God. I wouldn't use water. I mean, hey, another lesson.
Yeah. There you go.
But no, like we'll invent some sort of squirt bottle.
Okay.
With just water.
Yeah.
Maybe you put like a little bit
bleach.
ruin their clothes. Yeah. Hey, teach you.
Yeah.
You won't do it. But like, all right, they won't do it again. But I remember like, I think like Hank Green or somebody, they invented 2D glasses that you wear in 3D showings. So you can watch a 2D movie.
Well, wait, hold on. Most 3D movies have
a 2D option.
Yeah. So
but
why
if
are
you
spending
go
the
with,
extra money?
But if you wanted to go with your friends who were seeing a 3D movie, I don't know. I didn't see the full
function
behind
it. I was on board when you first started describing it, but the more I think about it, the more nebulous I am on this invention.
There is an option, and it's probably cheaper just to watch
it. I would have
2D.
To be.
Yeah, but if you wanted to, like, if your significant other really wanted to see the 3D movie.
But you can't handle it. That's fair.
So you can watch it together.
Okay.
And it's like, it's not the worst.
Is anybody, have you ever been with anybody that's like, no, we need to see this in 3D.
No, never. But I have been like excited to go see Doctor Strange and
Doctor Strange
Ant-Man
was definitely good in 3D. Did I see Ant-Man in 3D?
It was worth it.
Civil War is pretty good in 3D too.
It was. And,
yeah. Jungle Book was better in 3D
because it wasn't coming out at you; it was going into the screen, and that's such a cool way of doing 3D.
The other times I like 3D are when
it feels like a stage
when they embrace the gimmick of it. Like Ghost Rider: Spirit of Vengeance was great in 3D.
You love that movie more than a lot.
I enjoy it quite a bit.
I have still not seen it because I don't think it's on Netflix, and I'm not going to spend money on it.
That's fair. If you get a chance, I would recommend. It's a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts, which is fun. Ghost Rider's nuts. Anyway, I just remembered we got him on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season. And then Jackass 3D. That was perfect
that
for 3D.
Oh, that was really fun.
Yeah.
So there are some movies. I feel like when a Marvel movie comes out, I'm okay with seeing it in 3D. The only one that was regrettable was Age of Ultron because the 3D felt very tacked on. And a lot of the CG in that movie wasn't like, it kind of hurt to look at sometimes.
Yeah.
Like the opening scene. It was cool, like going through the forest and seeing everything, but it was like, it wasn't totally polished.
Yeah, I'm not so sold on 3D being the future of anything.
The future. Oh, you got a yawn. Oh, you got to yawn.
Oh, I successfully hit it. You had
great.
To. I was like, I put the mic away and everything to yawn.
No, I wasn't going to hide it. I'm going to be honest, very hungry right now, and it's hitting me hard.
I'm so hungry.
I feel like we need to go get some food.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to?
come with us. We're going to bring all our recording equipment with us to go grab some food. Where do you guys want to eat?
Where do you guys want to go?
Let us know.
You have to let us know in the comments down below.
Now, Sam, I also asked the kids at home.
Yes.
If they had any questions for us. I know we have a couple questions. Do you want to answer? See if we have some time. Let's see if we have some time. Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We got some time.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about some of their questions?
Please.
This is only stupid answers. It's only fair that we give some
answers. We should answer more questions.
Answer more questions.
From Jack Hallett at Jack_Hallett. Always love listening to you guys talk to Superyard TV, but really want your thoughts on the 7 new planets NASA discovered. Oh boy, I need you to know this. I wanted to be an astronaut for a very long time, because who doesn't? But also, I was really into science fairs and like astronomy. I tried to read Einstein's book on relativity when I was a kid, or one of them, and it went all over my head. Didn't get any of it.
I'm just saying, it probably was still go over my head right now as an adult.
Definitely, yeah. Wouldn't get it because I'm not an astrophysicist, but I love space, and I had almost every poster in my room was of planets.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's really cool.
And I at the time when I was a kid, didn't even really care about Star Trek or Star Wars, but I was just like, Because the real astronauts is so much cooler.
So what made you not be an astronaut? Was it the rigorous training you'd have to do? The intense education? What killed that dream?
Yes.
Yeah, all those. Yes. All of the above. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Also, I just, like, I never, like, I don't know, like, I felt like I couldn't do it. Like, I mean, maybe when I was a kid, like I just never thought of it, like, as a real thing that happened. I don't know why. I didn't ever clicked in my head that I was like, maybe I could do that.
Yeah, it's intense. It's intense. Yeah. But I think, depending on when this podcast goes up, we can talk about the fact that you got to do something that astronauts do have to do as part of their training.
Yes. No, I got to do it's called Zero-G Flight. That's the brand. But it's where you go inside of an airplane. They simulate weightlessness.
That's amazing.
You go in parabolic, like, flight pattern, which means you swing up, swing down, swing up, swing down. And so when you swing down, headed towards the Earth, you're negating gravity, or you're falling with it. So it's just active falling, where you're safe inside of a thing that can catch you. But it was amazing. And a lot of people ask me, like, what does it feel like? And it's like, that's the thing. It's like, it's not a feeling. It's the absence of a feeling. So it's hard to explain. It's more like, all of a sudden, you're a lot stronger than you think you are. And I know if I, like, had some more time and there were less people, there's a lot of people. There were like 40 people in there that were doing the free fall with me, because I forget how big planes are. It's like a 737 that we were in, or 727. So there's plenty of room for us, but it was just amazing. Like, we got to simulate Martian gravity, which is a fourth of Earth, which I believe, then lunar, which is a sixth. And that was really cool because push-ups were fun. I hit the ceiling, but you still come back down. Yeah. And I did a little bit of moonwalk. I did a little bit. I got to simulate. It was really cool. And then I did, then you do weightlessness for a majority of it. And it's just amazing just being able to, like, you have no control. As long as you just, like, kind of like, a lot of people wanted to swim, but swimming just means you're going to kick someone in the face. So.
Yeah, because you don't have, like, and when you're swimming in water, you have water. Like, you're pushing resistance against the water. Yeah. If there's nothing, there's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing to propel you except for whatever just in the initial force you had.
Yeah.
But there are handholds on the wall. So, like, there's, like, ropes and stuff you can grab onto.
Cool.
But I would just kind of, like, push off just a little bit and then float and kind of ball up so I don't, like, get hit by somebody else. But you do collide with people and you kind of push off each other to get to walls. And they threw, like, snacks out in the air, like little treats and like little candies, and like I'd grab them and like eat them, and there's water, and water was really cool to play with.
Awesome.
Because you're falling, so it's just going to behave naturally. I drank a little bit of it and I grabbed some of it and played with it, and it was just so cool. I did make a mistake of they offered us Dramamine, and Dramamine is it will help you with motion sickness. I've never gotten motion sickness in my life. Yeah. Little knock on wood.
Yeah.
Also, that someone's coming in.
There you go.
But
come on, sit on down.
Come on. There's the audience. I took it just in case because I was worried. This is a very different experience. Also, I'm going to be spinning around for a long period of time. And they came in a packet. There were two. I was like, okay. And they're like, just take some Dramamine if you feel like you're going to get dizzy. So I took two. And I've never taken it before, so I don't know the effects of Dramamine. That you get very sleepy. Yeah. And they had suggested taking half of one. So I was like, oh, shit. Okay, and I fell asleep on the bus ride from the hotel we like started at to the plane takeoff, because you started out in like a normal chair. Then I fell asleep on the descent and on the bus ride back to the hotel where we had all our stuff at. And I got home just fine. I was awake and everything. But it was really cool. I got to keep I got a certificate in like a diploma like binder,
cool,
which is cool. And I got a flight suit, which I'm going to wear. So if you watch SourceFed Nerd and you see me in a flight suit, I earned it.
Okay. How long were you in the air when were they
2 hours.
That? That's intense.
Yes, and they have like this 10-mile stretch of airspace where they can go. They go between cruising altitude at the top of like 35,000 feet and like to the lowest cruising altitude for like smaller planes. Like they go in between there, but no one can fly in that stretch of space where they did this. And that's how they filmed a lot of scenes in Apollo 13. Movie, right, with Tom Hanks?
Yeah,
that's how they filmed a lot of like the close quarter stuff. They would keep doing that over and over again.
That's intense, man. That's amazing. I hate flying. It's one of my least favorite experiences, but I would definitely do
that. It is. Also, you're leaving from Long Beach, and I didn't know this, but when we were about to take off, they're like, just so you know, Long Beach has a noise ordinance, so we have to take a pretty steep takeoff. Like, and it was like, oh, okay. So once you start, like, you know, like the initial ascent, it immediately kind of goes ding and goes off like really high up. And I'm like, okay, this is scary. But then I'm like, but once it levels off, you get a little feel of the weightlessness, which
is
nice.
Cool.
And then once you get into it, you get to unbuckle and walk around the plane. And like,
that's cool.
They give
you
snacks.
Definitely get sick. I would 100% get sick.
So one guy did get sick, but also since I was trying to film this for a video that's coming out, so you guys will get to see it too. A lot of people were looking through screens, and I was with a lot of other YouTube personality people, and so they were looking through their screens. and people got sick that way. I did feel it for a second when I was doing it too much, so I put my phone away in one of my pockets. Like, yeah, you have a million pockets on your flight suit. Yeah. And then I felt better. But one person threw up, one person got hurt, but I don't need to go into details about that. But also, I thought it was funny that I was trying to film with my iPhone, because like, I just wanted to be able to post it pretty quick after, and I forgot that I had my orientation free, and because gravity is all over the place, or because like there's no gravity to really hold down the orientation of my phone, like the camera's point of view would switch to being a portrait or landscape, and I was like, well, whatever. That's still cool. It still looks really cool, and I'm really happy. So you guys can look at my social media to find some of that. But man, we should do that. Let's record a podcast in there.
And weightlessness? Yeah. That'd be amazing.
It's like, God, get the mic back. You just hear us from far away. They have like wedding packages that you can do, and I'm like, God, that sounds awful for the
for the wedding party and everything.
You just have old people. There were older people doing it. There were kids doing it. It was really cool.
That's cool.
And you can like pass people around. If you ball up, you can like push people around.
Cool.
But you have to be against a wall. And there was one thing I wanted to do, but I forgot because I just got excited once you were weightless. But some people would start on the ground and crawl around the walls and the ceilings and then back down again. That was
cool.
A fun thing. And we did do one shot called Superman where you all link arms at the edge of one of the walls. And you push off just lightly with your toes, and you all take off, and you let go, so you're just flying forward like Superman.
That's fun.
Yeah. And so there's plenty of photos and stuff, so just keep an eye out on my social media.
Check that out at Sam Basher.
But are you excited about those seven planets? Earth-like planets?
I don't. So it's seven Earth-like planets. What is there? Is there more to it than that?
There's definitely people. No, I'm just
there's definitely people. We've talked to them. Yes. They're willing to have us visit.
They're a bunch of dicks, but everyone else is super cool. Yeah. They've got cool toys.
Yeah.
We'll like get to play with. Mom said it's okay if we go over and spend the night. So, yes.
Perfect. Uh-huh. I am very excited about the prospect of, we did an episode a few months back about like the future, talking about the future, and one of our fans tweeted us about tier one civilization, tier two civilization, and sent us some videos about that. And I'm very interested in the idea of us getting off this planet because we're kind of crowding it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of finding life out there, I really hope I could die happy if before I went, we made contact with another, hopefully friendly, intelligent civilization.
Or if we just made it to another planet that like had life. Like if we got like people like living on there, that would be really cool.
Yeah,
I'd find that really cool.
Or you know, colonizing Mars. I'm interested in that. I'm interested in, I really think, you know, we spend so much money on going to war and all that stuff. I wish we invested more in our future.
Mm-hmm. Let's start getting competitive again like that with other
nations.
Yeah,
like the space race and everything. Like seven Earth-like planets, hell yeah. I hope there's other people that found us and they're like, oh, did you know there's this planet in the Milky Way? They wouldn't call it the Milky Way, but you get the idea.
Maybe they will. Maybe it's just milk is something different to them. Maybe they are milk and it looks like them. But I'm just saying, if one of those planets isn't a dragon planet, I don't understand the reason of going. So I'm going to just nix it. Not going to go.
We're not going to go. Unless there's dragons, we're not going to go. I do want, like, it's interesting because we look for life in our parameters of what we understand life works looks like, but it could be different. Did you ever read the Animorphs books growing up?
Yeah, I read one, and it was very dark.
They're very dark. Yeah. I bailed because they were coming out when I was young. I bailed at a certain point because it was just
scary.
So dark.
It's
dark
and depressing. Like one guy gets stuck as one of the animals. It's
The author said she was like, the people they complained about the ending because the ending was kind of like a bummer.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, listen, you guys are kids now, but soon enough you'll be able to vote. So if I'm going to talk about war as a story aspect, I want you to know how messy it is and how rough it is and how there really is very rarely a win scenario in war, you know? So I respect that, even though I was young and it scared me and I stopped
reading.
Also,
they're just turning into animals. We could maybe take a lighter approach, but you appreciate it.
But there was a book, they had these specials called Megamorph. Each book was from a character's perspective, and then they had these big special books where each chapter would flip to a different character's perspective, and they battled this alien that was on Saturn that was a bunch of little like microscopic aliens that would make a bigger creature, and then could exist in Saturn's gaseous atmosphere. You know what I mean?
Cool.
But I like, it's something that you wouldn't like. You look at the different, we're discovering that plants like scream and like react to pain. So take that, vegetarians, you're still hurting something.
That's why that's
what a weird victory to claim. Like, everybody hurts somebody.
Yeah, that's an important life lesson that no matter how hard you try, you're going to let somebody down.
There you go, kids.
And that's the lesson.
That's the lesson of today's episode. But point is, we don't
especially movie theaters. Sorry, continue.
Cycle it back. We don't know what life's going to look like on other worlds. Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. And the best place we're going to find them out what they do look like is in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Movie theaters. That's cyclical.
Full circle. What about you? How do you feel about those seven planets I discovered?
Yeah, cool. What if I just brushed them off? That's fine.
Yeah.
A lot of people... I don't get how people can't get excited about this stuff. I don't understand how people, how important this is. And it's like, and I know we have plenty of, by the way, we're going to have plenty of issues on our planet forever.
Yep.
Forever. And that does not mean that does not diminish how important the issues are, that they still need to be addressed. But at the same time, we have to be looking forward. We have to be. And like, we have to be striving to do more and try new things and find new things and discover, because we love that. Every person loves the idea of discovery, of adventures. Who doesn't like an adventure? Like, even if you're an introvert, like, we all have introverted tendencies. If you're a full-blown introvert, you still like the ideas of people going out there and finding something new.
Well,
so how can you – I don't understand why you wouldn't want to spend a little bit more money on that.
Yeah, NASA, space travel, the space race, all that jazz, that's partly what gave us cell phones. Like, all the science developed for that stuff is what gives us the technology.
Medical instruments like MRIs from NASA – a lot of things you use every single day in fashion and food and everything.
It benefits us.
Yes, because you're challenged. You're challenged with something that we've never done before, so you need to come up with new ideas.
And a lot of great inventions like sticky notes and penicillin were in the pursuit
equal.
Of...
Those are equal things.
They're equal things. Those two things were discovered in doing something else. They weren't trying to... Did you ever see the movie Primer?
No, but you've suggested it a lot.
One of my favorite parts about Primer is it's about time travel, but the way they discover it is they're trying something. They stumble across it. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're trying to make time travel happen. They're working on something else, and they just happen to find a way to make time travel work.
Very cool.
And that's where a lot of discoveries come. So, like, in trying to go to Mars, go to these other planets, get out of our solar system, see more of our galaxy, who knows what we could discover? And if we run into alien species, like, there's a lot of movies that paint progress as scary, like, oh, we run into other aliens and they're going to try and kill us. And you don't know with the smart cars that can drive themselves, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily know all the consequences, but it's important. I feel like progress, by and large, is a positive thing.
I like what was the movie? Arrival. I like their approach to talking to, like, it's communication. Like, that's really the important thing. If they're nonviolent immediately and there's nothing about them that is violent, like they're, even if it's like their atmosphere they breathe is like something that's toxic to us, like, as long as things are like okay, like, I don't know, try communicating. I started getting really hungry and I distracted. I got lost my train of thought.
You distracted yourself. Uh-huh. It's interesting because I'd like to think, you know, we talk a lot about when evolution, we evolved from something, but I like to think that we're also evolving to something, towards
a dragon-like future.
A dragon-like future. That's we're evolving towards dragons. Mm-hmm. Watch the movie Avatar.
Yes.
There's aspects to us, and I think a lot of our negative aspects kind of connect towards more animalistic tribal tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially in the United States and what it's supposed to represent and what it was defined to represent challenges a lot of that to be more open, be more accepting, be more open to ways of doing things and ideas, and together in that kind of like mix of people being able to progress. And I'd like to think that whatever, if we run into, I'd like to think that any intelligent species, especially if they're able to get here from wherever they are, would have evolved to the point where they have no need to pick on us.
Yeah.
Especially because if they do have that need, we're screwed. If they have the technology to get here, there's not a lot we can do to fight them.
Unless they somehow didn't invent one weapon, then we're screwed.
Yeah. That was my biggest, did you ever see Battle LA? How did you?
No.
They're like, we're gonna attack them in the air, and no, they got here. We're done.
Yeah, they want the water. They got the water. Yeah. They got everything. They're good. Sorry, spoilers for Battle LA.
I didn't even remember that plot point. I just remembered watching that movie, being like, how are these Marines able to be more tactical?
Because they know Santa Monica like the back of their hand.
Anyway,
what the takeaway from this is? What's your worst dragon experience in a movie theater? That's what we're. I'm hungry.
You know what I think? You know what I think the real takeaway is? Huh. Respect other people.
That's it.
Yeah, if we're all in this together.
Yes.
Whether we like it or not.
Yes.
Respect other people. Let's strive to be better, to pursue being better, help each other be better, and get to other planets.
If you guys,
that dragons are on.
Yes. Yeah. And if you guys could draw us up some dragons, we'd appreciate that.
But draw guys, us as dragons.
Draw us. Ooh. That'd be cool. Yeah. Would I look cool? Yes, I would. Yeah. That's the answer.
Everybody would look cool as
yes,
a dragon.
Please. Just make us look like cool dragons.
Last thing before we go, remember to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. It said at the same time, or maybe a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check out those bonus episodes, and we're going to be doing movie nights mm-hmm. and Google Chats
Google
and just
hangouts.
A bunch of more opportunities to hear more of our dumb voices and mm-hmm. possibly see our dumb faces.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys are like, maybe money's a little tight, but you still want to support us, there's a $1 option, there's $5, $10, $25. And we try to make it as easy as possible. We try to do it monthly. That way you can save a little bit. But also, we want to reward you guys because you've been so supportive. We're coming up to a year.
Yeah, and we're at 1 million listens.
That's too many. That's too many. I never thought that many people would listen to us. But that's incredible. And I just wanted to say thank you, guys. And if you can support our Patreon, patreon.com/onlystupidanswers, we'd greatly appreciate it because the more of you guys supporting us, that actually just proves to us that we should be making video content.
Yeah, actually, we've reached our first goal of $1,000, which allows us to do these bonus episodes. Mm-hmm. Our next goal is $5,000, and that will allow us to start doing video content. And a lot of people have been asking for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes resources
yes.
that we don't have. So the only way we could provide that to you currently is if we're able to get to that $5,000 on Patreon. And if you're like, hey, no way, Jose. I open my wallet and moths fly out. Share the podcast.
Just
tweet it out
podcast.
And tell your friends. You guys have been so good about that. And we appreciate you.
And I don't want to, I just want to throw this idea out there. I've heard that Elon Musk has been looking for a new podcast to listen to.
Okay.
And if you guys wouldn't mind sharing it with him, I feel like he's, not to seem greedy, but he definitely has got some deep pockets. So I think he might want to be charitable.
Go. Yeah.
Think about it. And we loved you.
And if you are Elon Musk, think about it.
Think about it. But guys, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your experiences with us.
Yeah.
And we're trying out some, we want to answer more of your questions, so make sure you hit us up on our social media, at Only Stupid Answers on Twitter. But
take out the vowels from stupid, please.
There you go. In Instagram, Facebook, Only Stupid Answers.
Yep.
reddit.com/r/OnlyStupidAnswers. Make sure you make your own threads, answer some other threads, have fun conversations with other people who like this show, and we appreciate you guys. But also make sure you follow us on our social medias, DJ.
At DJ Talks Trash. Sam.
Sam Basher. We're on, that's on, for both of us, Twitter,
YouTube, Instagram. Facebook. There you go.
What the hell? I'm hungry. But make sure you also rate and review us on iTunes. 5 stars. We always appreciate that, so we can read your reviews on this show. Also, listen to us on Spotify, Audio Boom, iHeartRadio,
Stitcher,
Player
Play,
FM.
Play Music.
That's those.
Good job.
And we did it. And we appreciate you guys. And we'll see you next time. Jesus Christ, I need to eat something now.